rest of the story. This was the end. George and Lois had been trying to make it work for 5 years. They were tired of trying. There were too many arguments over money, mostly. Got married too young, they figured. Now both wanted out, and they got out in 1962. George and Lois were still quite young, early 20s. They needed a fresh start. George Jensen would leave Kansas to make his. Eventually, he wound up in Vallejo, California. He remarried, and life was good again. But then, he could never have anticipated the rest of the story. Early this year, George Jensen noticed a lump in a muscle by his shoulder. The lump kept getting larger, and the other day his wife said, "You'd better not put this off." Took him to a clinic in Vallejo, the Family Doctor Medical Group on Broadway. A medical assistant, Allison Forcia. Allison Forcia was first to examine him. Allison told George to take off his shirt. He took off his shirt. Allison was about to read the patient's blood pressure when she noticed it. Something she had never seen nor ever imagined that she would see. You see, Allison's not a medical doctor, but she didn't have to be that to identify what she saw on George Jensen's chest. Her spontaneous diagnosis affected her so profoundly that she had to leave the room. I mean, right there in the middle of the examination, she just got up and left the room. Now George is getting worried. The woman who examined him had said nothing, but still it seemed something was terribly wrong. Finally, Allison returned. Perhaps she'd ought to mention it here and now. Perhaps she had jumped to the wrong conclusion anyway, but there was something Mr. Jensen really ought to know, and it was then that she told him, and George left the clinic in tears. He is all right now. The lump in his shoulder muscle was just something that needed to be drained, and it was, and it is gone. But what had so unnerved the medical assistant, Allison Forcia, was a pair of faded green tattoos on George Jensen's chest, a pair of storks, beneath which were inscribed the names George Jr. and Edie Joe. Edie Joe. You see, when George and Lois had split up in 1962, they had concluded that neither had the means to support their two small children, George Jr. and Edith Josephine, Edie Joe. So they'd put their youngsters up for adoption, had lost track of them completely and intentionally. They would not seek to interfere with their lives thenceforth. But George Jensen would keep close to his heart, literally close to his heart, a remembrance of the son and the daughter he had lost, and yet with whom he would be reunited this summer, this very summer of 1990, because a medical assistant recognized the names inscribed in two faded green tattoos and recognized one of them as her own. For the birth name of Allison Forcia, the name she had before she was adopted, was Edith Josephine. And Daddy always called her Edie Joe. That's right. She, Allison, is George Jensen's daughter. Lost and found. Now you know the rest of the story.